Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, maybe even. Welcome to the I Hate Men podcast. Just kidding. This is the Caffeine and Anxiety podcast. My name's Kristen. I'm joined by
Jane. I mean, either way, either title, I am so happy to be here today.
Amen. Welcome to the show. How's it going?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was good. We were busy.
I know. And It was a good kind of busy, though. So yeah. On Saturday, we did a shoot with the Nova Scotia Community College, which it was so amazing because we actually got to work with DC Woodworks, which her name is Danica. And she's just this fabulous female carpenter, which is so freaking cool. And she did this like geometric like shape thing on this wall.
With like molding.
It's way more beautiful than it sounds.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, so that was super cool working with her. Like, her work is so amazing, and just hearing her experiences being a female carpenter.
Oh, triggered.
So it was just amazing. Anyways, I think we should actually have her on sometime because we were like, oh, we just had a couple episodes where we were talking about I hate men. And she was like, oh my goodness. So she shared a bunch of stories and they were just so interesting. And then after that, we went to the new event space at Brunello, which is like a golf course in Timberley. I had never been there and it was really nice. And the food was really good.
The food was excellent. We got to see some vendors. The event was like held for vendors just to see the new space and meet the people at Brunello. And it was so fun seeing people again. It's like, oh my God, like I haven't seen you in like 3 years, it feels like.
I know, but it's still kind of scary. Like, when people get in personal spaces.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So we were talking to one person who just kept getting close to us. And by the end of the conversation, we were like across the room because every time they would get closer to us, we would take a few steps back. Because Jane and I are going to Austin, Texas this week. So we were like, we cannot get COVID.
I just do not want to get COVID.
But it's funny because I was like, I didn't want to be like, oh, can you step away? Like, you know, we're going away. Don't want COVID. You don't want to be rude, but you're like, it was funny how we ended up what we started the conversation at one side of the room and ended at the other because we just kept like backing
up. So funny. But the event was awesome. The food there is great. The drinks were great. And I mean, I'm always for an event for free food and free drinks. So that was awesome.
They also have a restaurant, which I didn't know. And the steak, let me tell you, was fire.
I know. And then after that, I went and had a sleepover with a friend and we got McDonald's and that was great. But do you know what I find? So I knew that having like food that's not healthy for me affects my arthritis. Oh, but let me tell you, on Sunday, yesterday, when I woke up, my ankles were hurting. It was just
better
not good.
Better to eat with the salt.
I think so. Yeah, probably. And I was actually talking to another friend who also has arthritis. And she was like, when I had ice cream, I really felt bad the next day in my bones. And I was like, oh, interesting.
So for people listening, Jane has like actual like hardcore arthritis.
Well, I feel like every...
No, but some people are like, oh, I have like a little bit of arthritis. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like Jane actually has to take like an injection. Like I know people who don't have to do that.
Yeah, that is very
who
true.
Who have arthritis.
Yeah, arthritis gang.
Gang gangs.
That is me. But the McDonald's, it was still very delicious and I would still do it again. And then on Sunday, it just felt so good. I went home. I deep cleaned I did not deep clean. That's a lie. But I guess.
You should hire Twin Cleaning Solutions.
Well, I know. If I had money, I would. If it was wedding season, I would.
In wedding season. Oh, my God. Wedding season is the perfect time to get a cleaner.
I know. Anyway, so I cleaned. And when I'm feeling like anxious or anything, not that I was feeling anxious on Sunday, but when I'm feeling anxious, cleaning really helps. So I actually like, it's not like an annoying thing for me. I actually enjoy doing it. And then Nick like killed like 3 loads of laundry. And so it was like a nice day. And then I had a nap. I mean, it's not a Sunday for me unless I have like a minimum of a 2-hour nap. So that was great. But
that's awesome.
What did you do on Sunday?
Yesterday, I literally did like a whole lot of nothing. I love Sundays for nothing.
If I was any day of the week, I would be a Sunday.
Yeah, me too. I usually will go upstairs with my like Kindle, and I'll go upstairs and like sit with my dad and we'll read our Kindles. I literally do nothing, like literally nothing. I ordered fish tacos.
Oh, yum.
Like I do nothing. Like I do not cook. I do not.
I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you,
I did do a load of laundry.
God, let me swallow me drip down the
I did do a load of laundry, but yeah, Sundays are for nothing for me.
I know.
And I love every minute of it.
I saw this TikTok and it was like, I don't know how she said it, but it was basically like, I'm not an it girl on Sundays. Like people are out here like
brunching,
like deep cleaning, doing all the laundry. She's like, I'm literally going to sit around like a piece of shit, hungover, and eat McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And that is the kind of it girl I am on Sundays. And I was like, honestly, love that.
So true. Did you see that TikTok I sent you of the girl with the like hangover anxiety?
Yes.
So funny. But also this girl was like having hangover anxiety because she told a guy that she just met and hooked up with that she loved him. So she was having mimosas to like forget about like the hangover and the like scaries.
Yeah.
But honestly, we found this out in Nashville. If you just keep drinking, you won't be hungover.
No, you won't.
You but will you need know, a nap though.
You know, sometimes that ends up being called alcoholism.
Yeah, only stay that way for the like duration of your partay.
Like, yeah, like the vacation or something. I mean, don't do that on like you wake up hungover on Sunday. Well, actually, that's the weekend. You could do that. But I mean, if you have to go to work on a Monday and you're hungover on the Sunday, I mean, don't maybe start your day off with a mimosa. But I mean, I don't hate that for you if you choose to do that.
Just like to take the edge off, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So
I heard we have an exciting sponsor for today's episode.
So today's episode is brought to you by Whole Therapy. It is a holistic psychotherapy practice based out of Dartmouth and Sydney, Nova Scotia. At Whole Therapy, they strongly believe that counseling and therapy are true healing practices. At their core, they believe that all people are capable of healing and change. Honoring the mind-body connection, they work with their clients holistically. They recognize the uniqueness of each individual, and through learning about you and the unique context in which your symptoms have arisen, they create a treatment plan best suited to you. Their focus areas include, but are not limited to, PTSD, depression and mood disorders, anxiety disorders, and couples and family therapy. To find out more about their practice or to book a free 15-minute consult with a clinician, please visit their website at wholetherapy.ca, wholetherapy.ca. You can also reach them via email at info@wholetherapy.ca, or you can give them a call at 902-461-1721. This business is owned by a past client of ours, Emily.
Which is so cool.
And I think her husband too, Kenzie.
Oh, very cool.
So great, great individual to be around. I can just feel the zen coming off of her.
I know.
She's great. So really check it out. It's a female-owned business. And we love healing around here.
And I don't know about you, but I need therapy. And I know a lot of people who need therapy.
I know. Like, I'm almost at, like, maintenance therapy time. Like, just to, like...
I don't even know if mine's maintenance. I need, like... you know what I mean? Oh, my God. And I still feel like there's that weird stigma around therapy. Like, you don't go to therapy unless you've had like the worst upbringing
trauma,
of your life
and yeah,
traumatic experiences, but that's really not the case.
Well, that's what I mean by like maintenance therapy, like just going for your own like peaceful, mindful well-being.
And we said this before, it's like when things happen to you, talking it out makes the biggest difference. And you can only talk your friend's ear off about the same situation over and over.
Amen, as many sister. Times.
I mean, maybe pay someone and they can actually help you and give good advice.
Totally. So I just wanted to bring something up. We, on Saturday, were, like Jane previously alluded to, we were working with two other women. Mm-hmm. And we were on the topic of women in business and male toxicity and all the things.
As we love to talk about,
I just want to say that like this is not what this podcast is about. We're just talking from the female experience.
Yes.
So let's get into it.
Yeah. I just feel like, so obviously we have this podcast which is about mental health. And if you like fuck with either of our mental health, we're probably going to talk about it. And like, so maybe it can be educational for like the people going through it, the people listening. Like, I just think
the people who are like putting it on.
Yeah. I just think it's so important to really like talk about how you're feeling.
And we're not stupid. We know that we've probably triggered people too. Oh, like, 100%. This is life. But at this podcast, we're talking about our experiences.
And in general, so don't the be female surprised. Experience.
Exactly. So don't be surprised when we're bringing up something that has to do with our mental health and we want to talk through it.
Yeah. And I just feel like, oh, I don't know. I just think I talk a lot. I just talk a lot about like my experiences in general.
Yeah.
And if you think that I'm talking about you, I'm probably not. I'm probably just talking about like a million different things.
But if it's funny because like if someone thinks that you're talking about them, it's like, okay, well, maybe they're guilty.
No.
Right?
No, I know. Because if someone...
Like, why would you think that if it wasn't even if a you little tiny bit about you?
I know. I know. So we really just wanted to talk about like... Again, just like the not all men movement that was so big a couple years ago, because I heard that like, you know, some people might have gotten offended about, I mean, I don't know this is fact, but like if I'm like, oh, I hate men, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's like, I don't hate all men. I don't hate my dad. I don't hate my grandfather. Yeah. I don't really even like hate anyone. Like I feel like hate's a really strong word, but I just hate tendencies that are predominantly like put on by men.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So to like give a little context, a couple of years ago the hashtag Me Too movement was happening. Harvey Weinstein, and there were a lot of women coming out of the woodwork. The Kavanaugh thing.
What's that?
He's a Supreme Court justice who like allegedly assaulted.
She just did air quotes, by the way.
Yeah, I say allegedly because he wasn't found like guilty or whatever.
Yeah.
But I believe her. But anyway, and when they were in high school, and I think she just said like, this isn't somebody who should be on our Supreme Court
in like a position of power.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so the hashtag Me Too movement came out, which I thought was fantastic, because we all have had a hashtag Me Too moment in our life, even if it's just the smallest little bit.
And can you explain for someone who doesn't know anything about Me Too what that would be?
Yeah. So like women would tweet, for example, Jane, say I would tweet, a man like groped my leg when I was walking up the stairs at a bar, and then hashtag Me Too. And then Jane would say hashtag Me Too. I've literally had to buy an Apple Watch because I was being stalked by a man who I didn't know, and I thought he would like come in my house and rape me.
Yeah.
Hashtag Me Too. Hashtag Me Too can mean like various things. But then, this like grassroots movement started, hashtag not all men. I know, like, let that sink in. So men were like, not all men do that, not all men do this, I'm not like that, like, stop putting us all in one box, shut the fuck up.
And it's like, no, it's not all men, but obviously it's not all men,
it's your support would be more beneficial and more impactful if you hopped on the hashtag Me Too as a man and supported and asked for resources, said hashtag Me Too, like, this is my friend's experience, not okay, I'm a man, and like, I'm sorry you've been going through this, hashtag Me Too, I'm a man, this hasn't happened to me, but you know, if I see this happening, like, I commit to like standing up to that and like doing the right thing, instead of being like, well, not all men.
I know.
Not me. It's not me.
And the fact of the matter is 97% of like people who are rapists are men. That's just an actual fact.
Yeah.
So just let that sink in, 97%. So no, it's not all men.
And it's not even all about like sexual assault.
No.
It's like hashtag Me Too, I was more qualified for a job, but a man got the job.
It's about being asked if you plan to have children in job interviews, which has happened to people before.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy.
So, we literally were working with somebody on the weekend who was asked that.
I know.
She just had gotten off of maternity leave, and the interview was down to her and another candidate who didn't have any children. In the interview, she was literally asked, "So you just got off maternity leave?"
Yeah.
And the woman had to confirm that, like, yes, like that was the question,
which is so an interview
question, so inappropriate. She ended up not getting the job. Who's to say that that's the reason? But like the fact that she was asked that at all, like,
is so inappropriate. And like, we're not just talking about being upset if like a man doesn't hold the door open for you. Like, that is not what we're talking about here whatsoever. No. In fact, I never expect a man to hold the door open for me, if I'm being quite honest. And of course, you can say like, oh, well, women over here have it way worse. It's like, yes, they do. And people have it worse than her, and people somewhere else have it worse than her.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's not what we're like discussing here. It's just, we're talking about our experiences. And like, I'm talking about like being stalked and worried about my safety, being groped at nightclubs, being catcalled on the streets, being made to feel like a slut, being made to feel uncomfortable, always being like given unsolicited business advice from men who think that mm-hmm. you should listen to them, being talked down to. Kristen and I recently, so we're going to Austin, and we literally bought these scrunchies that turn into drink covers because women in Austin, we read that they're getting roofied with fentanyl. And
everywhere.
Those are things that we need to be concerned about as women traveling alone, feeling the need to spend $800 on an Apple Watch because it's easy to call 911. And if I was to get kidnapped, maybe the police would be able to find my location better if I didn't have my phone on me. Like, those are the fucking things that we're talking about.
I remember when we were in Florida and our hotel room was on a bottom floor, and we asked to switch. We wanted a better room anyway, but Jane was like, women should never be on the bottom floor. Like, I learned that. Like, women should be like on a higher floor so people can't just come through the window. Now fucking tell me, as a man, that you've been through all of this. Tell me, please tell me. I'm waiting. Please DM us and tell me that you've had to experience this. Then hashtag all men me, not all men me.
Yeah. It's insane. So
if you are offended by us talking about these experiences because you're a man and you're not like that, reset your fucking priorities.
Yeah. And if you are feeling like that, so Kristen, we actually looked up this article. It's on a site called Breakthrough, and it's 6 reasons why hashtag not all men disrupts the conversation on gender equality. And I highly suggest people go look this up. But the last one is it completely misses the point of the conversation when you just like are like, oh, not all men. It is not a woman's mission in life to demean or attack men every chance they get. We are not born as man haters. It may have missed your notice, but most sexual offenders are men. And while you may not be one of them, enough people are. Women are violated, abused, and humiliated for the sole reasons that we are women. Don't invalidate our emotions. Don't drown female voices in attempt to protect your ego. Smashing the patriarchy is important for both men and women. If you need that reminder every time a woman questions or calls out a man, you are not an ally.
Exactly. And that goes back to the thing, like, be an ally. Don't be offended that we're having this conversation and we're sharing our experiences. Don't be offended that we say, oh, I don't know, for example, welcome to the I Hate Men podcast. Like, if you're offended by that, then I think you need to reevaluate and find ways to become an ally and try to come to us and understand our experiences and understand that, like, this is what I'm going to do to change the way women feel. Not say you're offended, but say, why are you saying this? Like,
I make a change?
How can I make a change? Can I be the one in my friend group to be like, man, shut the fuck up? Like,
when someone is calling a woman fat, when someone's calling a woman mm-hmm. a slut, because this woman maybe slept with X number of people when you as a man probably have slept with more, but it's cool because you're a boy.
Yeah, exactly. So this is an important conversation that we've been having for quite some time now. And it's just crazy. Like even on the weekend, we were talking about our experiences as female business owners. And Danica was telling us about, you know, she drives a truck.
Yep.
And she said people always have something to say. Men always have something to say about that. And what did she say?
Well, there was one example that I thought was very like, this just happens all the time. So she was subcontracting her brother for a project, and her brother went to the job site, and the man who owned the like house that they were working on were only talking to the man, her brother.
Yeah.
And he had to be like, it's not my company. Like you have to go through her. I'm just here to help.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because like, say if you were getting your deck done and there was a man and a woman there, it's almost like you would assume that the man is in charge. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And like, I don't slight people for that because maybe I would even do that because that's, we're just brought up thinking that like the man is in charge.
Yeah.
And especially in a trade, you know what I mean? So I just think it's really like, we just need to shift the way that our mind works.
Totally. It's so frustrating. Jane and I were talking about this morning. We had spoken about this story before, excuse me, but, so our like first year in business, we were sitting down and we were charging a male-owned business for videos dirt cheap.
Because we had just started.
We had just started. And then we did a few and they really loved our work and we had bills to pay. So and we increased our price.
As you should. Like, and especially our skills were getting better as well.
Yeah.
Like, the more we had way more experience at this point. And obviously, like when you're just starting out, you know you can't charge your worth. But slowly you have to increase. Like Kristen and I are still over the years increasing our prices.
Yeah, just a little bit each year.
Yeah, because we're getting better. We're getting better gear, hopefully soon.
Yeah.
all these things. So yeah, you have to increase your price. And these men literally sat us down and told us all the reasons why we should not be raising our prices and why like essentially our work is not worth that, and literally talking down to us. And it's so sad because I'm literally shaking.
I remember he said, I got a quote from this company and they're charging the exact same thing and they're like 4 years in business and da 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 da. I don't give a fuck. You never question somebody's, like, what somebody's charging.
If you don't like it, don't go with them.
Don't go with them. But I know that these two men didn't go to that guy and said, well, why are you charging this? But they felt the need to come to us and say, well, why are you increasing your prices? Oh, you're not worth it. Like, our work is better than the company they looked at.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But because we're not in business as long as I'm fuck off.
I know. So and it's like we could literally increase our prices by $1 billion each year. Like I'm exactly. Sure no one would go with us, but we own the business. We can do that.
But sitting there explaining this story to the two women we were working with on the weekend, I'm like, it just like hit me like how fucked up that was.
And it was just so crazy. Like we were all sharing our experiences. And when someone would say something, we're like, yes, oh my God. And then that reminded us of this thing that happened. Yeah. And then that reminded the other girl something that happened to her. And we were just like, I was like getting fired up. Like all these women just like sharing their experiences. Also, I find it crazy. Like when we're working on something with an all-female team, like we're always like, we notice, we're like, oh my God, like girl power, like this is so awesome. But how often is it like all men work together and they don't even realize it because it's so common?
Exactly. So yeah, it just, please be an ally. Please. Like, you know, we need the male demographic to just like step up and like be in our corners, not step up and shit on us.
I know. I also don't think any men listen to this podcast, but maybe send it to one that you know. I don't know. I just... Yeah.
Six or seven, maybe.
Yeah, maybe six or seven. So I just think, yeah, you can really, like, learn stuff from just reaching out to your friends, maybe to your sisters, to your mom, just any women in your life, and just, like, be like, okay, how can I be the change? How can I make women around me comfortable and feel supported?
And do not start that process at being offended when women say these things.
And because share their experiences.
It's your job to be an ally and understand the experience, not to be offended by it.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Anything else on your mind?
Well, I actually wanted to bring up, I don't know if anyone on here follows me on Instagram. If not, please do. I'm actually almost at 2,000 followers, which is not a big deal at all. And I know we shouldn't be, like, you know, hyping up how many followers we have, but I just think it would be, like, a cool thing for me, personally. Totally. So follow me, Jane with two E's and then Nicholson with two N's at the end, because it used to be Jane Elizabeth Nicholson.
Yeah.
And then I had changed it because we met this girl in the Nashville nightclub, and she, like, you know how we said Nashville is such a gal's gal city. So we were like we were following each other on Instagram, and I had to type out my thing in her phone. She was like, that's a long name. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. It is.
Yeah.
So I switched it all because of that girl. She inspired me. Anyways. I posted on my Instagram story my new passport photo.
Yeah.
Which I just look so fabulous in. and let me tell you, I had to really try to look fabulous. Yeah. Like, it's not like I just naturally looked like that.
The glow up was real.
So I put self-tanner on. Yes, I'm back on the self-tanner train. I just realized how confident it makes me feel. I just feel so beautiful and snatched when I'm tan, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I put some self-tanner on. I beat my face in the morning. And this is the key. You have to practice your pose in the mirror before you go in. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but if you want a good photo, that is what you have to do.
Yeah.
And also, if you saw that on my Instagram, I also had, like, a filter on the photo, too. So I'm sure, you know, the actual photo doesn't look as beautiful as you may have thought on Instagram. But those are definitely my tips. And excuse me, soon my driver's license is going to be expired, and I plan to do the exact same thing when I go in for my new photo.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you, the driver's license photos are worse, because your passport photo is an actual, like, photo with, like, a nice camera.
Yeah.
The driver's license one. Oh,
it's like a machine, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So I went, and, like, my hair was done that day.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of face on, not much, like eyebrows. I had my lash extensions. And when I got my license in the mail, I was like, is this a fucking joke?
It's really? So bad. Oh my God, do you have it on you?
Probably.
Yeah, I need to see. It's probably not even that bad.
Like, no, it is bad in the angles. So it's like, it was like double chin galore.
Oh, God.
And I was like, Mom, this isn't, I was, oh, fuck. Maybe I don't. Yep. Oh.
Yeah, I need to see that.
Okay. And they don't let you check it.
No, they don't. So it's like a one shot.
And they they mail it to you in the mail.
Let me see. Are you allowed to smile in these?
You're allowed to smile, but they don't tell you when. They just, like, click it.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, okay, done. I was like, okay.
Wow.
I thought they were going to be like, one, two, three.
That's what I thought, too.
I look mad.
You look really mad.
And, like, I would have, like, did the turtle.
Yeah, so the turtle, this is also another tip for, like, passport and driver's license photos. Kristen was the one who taught me this, and also Candace Berry was the one who taught Kristen this, because, you know, Candace obviously makes you look so snatched in any photo. So you have to, like, put your chin out and down. Right?
Yeah.
That's like the turtle. So it feels weird.
It feels like you look like an idiot, but you don't.
But it gets rid of the double chin. You look more snatched. So yeah, do the turtle.
Do the turtle.
Sounds like and a, like, weird dance move.
And, like, just smile the whole time when you go for your license. Like, don't wait for them to say 1, 2, 3.
That is so crazy.
So crazy. But maybe they did that because they want you to look like your natural self.
I know, because I was thinking, I'm like, when I go into an airport, they're going to be like, this is not you. Like, who goes into the airport? Okay, so one time,
I remember this so vividly. I was like 20, and in my license photo, I look like a bag of shit. And I had just gotten back from Dominican. I had dyed my hair from blonde to, like, brunette, mm-hmm. And I was so tanned, and my face was beat because we were going downtown, and I was 20, and the guy, this was when Bubbles Mansion was there,
gross.
And he was like, is this a joke? And I was like, what? He did not believe that that license was me. And he was like, just go to the side. And I was like waiting. And I was like talking to my friends I ran through. I'm like, he won't let me in. He won't let me in. And then he gave it to another bouncer and the guy looked at it and just let me in. But you could tell they were very apprehensive.
That is so funny. So
it's like you kind of have to look a little like your picture.
Yeah.
Especially not so much your passport, but definitely your license.
I know. See, the old license photo of me, she has the tiniest lips. She just does not.
She has all the wrinkles.
She has a side part. Like, she is just not living her truth.
She is not it.
So that's why I really want to get a new photo. And also one time I went, this was actually kind of recently, like it was during the pandemic. I went out to, it doesn't even matter. I went to some bar downtown and the bouncer literally laughed at me and like handed it back. And I was like,
what?
I was like, why did you laugh? And he just like shook his head and I walked in and now I'm just self-conscious.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Isn't that weird that he laughed at me?
Why?
I don't know. I still don't know and I still think about it. That's why I'm like, I'm so self-conscious now. I know.
Bouncers are the worst.
Oh my God. Because get off your high horse. You're literally a bouncer at the Dome.
They are like the downtown version of mall cops. Like,
oh my God. Wow. That is a great analogy. Yeah.
Like, oh my God. They just literally think that they're, I remember one time, this was like a long time ago. This is really aging me, but there was this place called Peddler's Pub. Mm-hmm. You could go for like $10 pitchers. So we would always go to Peddler's and then go to the Dome after.
Love.
And like every weekend it was Peddler's Dome. Anyways, and I remember I got the hiccups when I was in line and a bouncer wouldn't let me in. He said I was too drunk. I was like, I didn't even have my first drink yet.
Oh,
he would not let me in. He was like, you're too drunk. I was like, I have the fucking hiccups. Like, wouldn't let me in. Oh my God.
Also, so I know that's like a thing. Like when you're too drunk, you get the hiccups, like allegedly.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I thought you were too drunk.
Yeah. I figured.
But I have been too drunk plenty of times and I've never had
the hiccups. I've never gotten the hiccups.
And I literally get the hiccups all the time.
Like, I remember never thinking, once when I was like, drinking. Do you want me to walk in a fucking straight line? Like, this is a joke. But I think bouncers literally get off on like
their power.
Their power.
You. Yeah. It's like, I agree.
Shut the fuck up, bud.
Have you ever like been kicked out of a bar?
No. I don't think so. I've had friend kicked out of a bar.
Well, I've had friends who had to leave and then we had to leave, but
yeah, that's, I've had that happen.
Yeah.
To someone we both know.
Ooh, okay. I can't wait to get the tea.
You already know it.
Oh.
I'll tell you the story and you'll be like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. But yeah, I've never personally, I mean, maybe that's like a journey that I'll go on someday.
I feel like you and I both feel like we're like blasted, but we actually are like quite normal. Well, when that's, we're drinking. Like,
you told me about, because when we were in Nashville and I almost didn't go to the Casey Musgraves concert,
I was like, I didn't even know you were that drunk.
Yeah, so that's good to know that you like can hide it well
until you were walking down the stairs and can, but like other than that,
until I was walking down the million flights of stairs that is Nashville.
Oh my God, Nashville, like the stairs, people. This is for every person who wants to go to Nashville. Every rooftop you have to go up like a million flights of stairs. Even the VIP at Miranda Lambert's, we had to go up a bunch of stairs.
Yeah.
You would think that they would have like a nice elevator for the people who are paying like $1,000 minimum.
Yeah.
We didn't pay that much though.
No, fuck that. Well, speaking of money, I kind of wanted to talk about like money regenerating itself.
Yes.
Especially when you own your own business, and especially like a seasonal business like we do. It's great in the summertime when you're making all this money, or in the winter if you own like a ski hill. I don't know.
If you own a ski hill.
Just casual, you own a ski hill. But then in the off season, it can be a little scary sometimes. But it's also kind of cool when you own your own business. I talk about this to Kristen all the time. It's so cool. Like if we want more money, we can just like promote ourselves in different ways and make more money. Like, and I just think you should be spending. Do you want to talk a little about that TikTok that you saw about the financial advisor?
Yeah, what so she said? I follow this woman on TikTok who's like a financial advisor, and she was like debunking myths about like debt and stuff. And a lot of people are like, especially I find boomers are like, what are you going on this trip for? Like you have to pay off your credit card debt or something, or whatever your debt you have.
Your CRA debt. Bill.
Yeah. Wow, that's triggering for me.
Yeah, it's triggering. But she said it's a myth that, like, you can't continue to live your life if you're in debt. Here's the thing, she said. Everyone is in debt. You always have bills to pay.
Yeah.
Always. So what if you have to make an arrangement to make a payment the next month, or you put $100 on a bill instead of $200? Go on the trip. You need your sanity. You can't stop living just because you're in debt. And that's, like, I feel like such a boomer thing. Like, if you're in debt, you can't do anything. You have to stay home and pay your debt. But, like, your debt goes up eventually again anyway. Like, you're always going to be owing things. So she was, like, basically, like, take the trip. Like, you can't, like, live your life around debt.
And also,
your debt, like, has to live around your life.
Obviously, don't go overboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, don't.
Like, if you owe $100,000, maybe don't go on the $5,000 trip. Maybe go on the $800 trip.
Do, like, a staycation down at, like, White Point or something. Like, in your province. But yeah, don't. And it just, like, made me think, like, that is so true. Like, figure it out. But yeah, be reasonable, but don't stop living your life. I find that so many people are like, I can't go out, I have no money. When they have money, they just, I don't know.
I know. I just think, because then you just get in this cycle of literally hating your life and just constantly thinking about, like, paying off your credit card, or, like, constantly thinking about, yeah, like, your school tuition bills and all these things.
People get, like, into deep depressions over finances.
And 100%. You have to know that everyone has debt.
Like, everyone has debt.
Everyone has credit card bills. Everyone has cell phone bills. Everyone has
internet, Wi-Fi,
everything like that. Yeah. So you just really have to know that money will regenerate itself.
Mm-hmm. It's okay to, like, go out to dinner with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, people have to, like, chill out. Obviously, pay your bills. We're not, like, encouraging you to, like, go further into debt.
No, that's not the point here. But, like, for instance, when Kristen and I were buying our laptops a couple years ago, I was like, it was like a, what kind of laptop do we have?
It's
like
a MacBook Air.
It was, like, the newest one at the time. And I literally, it was, like, over $1,000. And I was like, we, like, have work, right? Like, I just got scared.
I know. And the funny thing is, like, we both had the shittiest laptops for how many years?
Oh,
like,
my God.
We literally needed these laptops.
For, like, work.
Exactly. Like, I always bring my laptop when we travel because you never know what pops up. Like, when we were in the airport in Florida coming home, like, we had to get in a proposal to somebody. So we just did it while we were waiting for our flight. Like, we could never do that on our old laptops.
Oh, my God. I had this laptop. Literally, I think it was the best gift my mother could have ever given to me at the time. I think I got it when I was about 15. It was a MacBook Pro. And literally the only reason I got it was because my, like, grandmother sold her house, and then she, like, anyways, it doesn't matter. But we just, like, weren't able to afford stuff like that. And I'm so thankful that my mom bought it for me. Because that's literally, like, how we started our business. We're, like, on these pieces of junk laptops.
My laptop was a white Mac laptops. That's what we were using.
Also, it's so weird because I remember I was debating between a MacBook Air and a MacBook Pro, and I went with the Pro because, like, well, I need the disk drive, like, insert. Yeah. Like, you can't not have that. And now no one – why would you need to put a disk in your laptop? You know what I mean? But I remember that was the selling point. I was like, well, I need to go on LimeWire and burn my CDs so I can put, Eminem on my CDs.
That's when, like – and if you wanted to, like, watch a DVD.
Yeah.
You know?
If you were, like, if I was going on a road trip for a ringette, you know, like, I needed to watch, like, a movie, The Cinderella Story. Like, are you kidding?
So, yeah. Like.
And I also think, like, if you guys own your own businesses and say, like, again, the seasonal business, money might be tight right now, you're waiting to go into a wedding season. Like, it's so cool because you literally have the opportunity to market yourself in so many different ways and pivot. Like, say, for instance, for Kristen and I, we are mostly known for wedding videos, but we also do so many corporate videos. Like, we could be sending out emails to different businesses, like, pitching corporate videos for them.
Yeah.
We could be doing more marketing, targeting more local businesses to get video stuff like that. Like, it's just so cool that we all, as business owners, literally have the opportunity to make as much money as we want to. We just have to like really work hard at it.
Totally.
Because if you have like a 9-to-5 job, you, of course, you can like work hard and it's nice because you have the safety of like all this stuff, obviously. But the pay raise, it's like, okay, this year you get this raise, this next year you get this raise. But when you own your own company or like do your own side hustle, you literally can charge whatever you want. You can put in as much work as you want. And yeah, you can really like make as much money as you want. You just have to really market yourself and work hard. And I just think that's so cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think like, well, what are some things that are like on your to-do list for our business?
Oh my God, our website is so
okay, I was going to say our website and cameras.
Oh, cameras?
Number one.
Number one priority. I do not want to shoot more than two more weddings
this on our season cameras.
On our cameras. Like, obviously, it's still going to look fabulous because it's us. But I just like, I just want to evolve and grow and really need new cameras. Also,
yeah,
we need new photos of ourselves working because the photos on our website are great,
yeah,
but they're so old. Like, we don't even look the same anymore. And I just, like, I also don't love how, like, girly they are anymore. Like, I just want to be...
cool girls.
Like, I just want it to be, like...
modern.
Like... I say black and white, but that's not what I mean.
No.
Like, just like
simple.
Simple, clean, modern. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I just don't.
I also think it's hard because like we've had these plans, but the pandemic happened.
I know.
So we've had plans to get like headshots
and new gear.
And new gear and new website. But yeah, I totally agree. Also, I feel like our website is something we need to invest in.
And we just need to have the money to invest.
Exactly.
In.
So I think, yeah, like we, it's funny how you like, as you like, that's such a like sign of our business growing is like, okay, we did our own website. Now we need to think about like getting copy made up for us that have like AdWords and
SEOs.
SEOs, whatever the fuck
even,
that is.
I can't even write an Instagram caption. How am I going to like write
literally
about our business?
And like have people do this work for us. Like I think like we're what, 6 years in. We need to like invest. But yeah, again, like you said, like we need the money.
It's just hard. Yeah. Like coming out of a pandemic. Like isn't it great? Well, we're still in the pandemic, but thankfully things are opening up. But it's just like, it's crazy that we had all these plans for like 2 years ago and 2 years later, we're still here with the same shit, but we can't be hard on ourselves because obviously yeah, there was a global pandemic and still is. So.
And we made it fucking work.
And we still have homes and an office.
We still have a business.
We still have a business. Isn't that crazy to think? Like, remember when we were in our old office and the landlord wanted us to sign like another 3-year lease
yeah,
in order to give us rent relief? But it was like, are we even going to have an office, like exactly, a business in 3 years? Like, it's just, it was so scary when we didn't really know anything about COVID. And then I literally didn't know. I didn't know what our future was going to look like.
No.
It's so crazy.
It's so crazy. But we made it through. And cheers to us and cheers to the people who also made it through.
Yeah.
We have a solid wedding season coming up.
It's also,
knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. It's also so crazy that like, I was listening to this other podcast, The Gals on the Go.
Yeah.
It's just like a fun podcast of two friends chatting. I mean, sounds like another podcast.
Yeah. Like every podcast I listen to.
I know. Those are just like my favorite
yeah,
ones. And side note, sometimes I think I'm like, I'll listen to our podcast so I can hear on things that I can improve. Like maybe not saying 100% all the time. Maybe try
I
not
say
to
like
say
all the time.
Like all the time.
Yeah.
But it's so hard. And I'm like, how is this interesting to people? Like, I get self-conscious, but then I listen to other people's podcasts where they literally talk about like picking up their dog's poop. Like, I don't know. And I'm literally so invested. So I hope you guys find listening to us interesting.
Enjoyable.
But they were talking to a graphic designer and she was saying how she got so many new inquiries for like logos and stuff through the pandemic because so many people were starting side hustles, which is so freaking cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, being stuck at home was kind of maybe like the best thing for a lot of people and
yeah,
get their creative juices flowing and maybe realizing the corporate world like isn't for
it's,
them, which is really cool.
It's funny how people did that and we were like, oh my God, we get to relax for a minute.
I know. It's so weird how like at first I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. And then it wasn't.
And then it wasn't. I know. I was like thriving the first, I would say by the third lockdown, I was like, I'm done. Like,
yeah,
get me out of here.
It's so weird how we were just like stuck in our house, like making like whipped coffee. Do you remember
that? Yes. And having like Zoom cocktail hours. And
oh my God. It kind of like makes my chest tight thinking about it. You know what I mean?
TikTok. That's how TikTok became like, oh my God, what was I thinking the other day? I'm like, wow, that was, oh, remember the time? Like, this was only like 2 years ago. Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Killed her husband. And I was like,
whacked him.
Whoa. Like, that was like, it took me back to the start of the pandemic and like Tiger King and like TikTok. And I was like, it feels like 10 fucking years ago.
No, I know. Like Doja Cat. Yeah. Like all her songs on TikTok. And that's what I mean. I really associate the beginning of the pandemic and like TikTok and like whipped coffee. Like,
yeah.
That for me was like everything.
And like the dances.
Yeah.
What was savage. Another
one? Oh, I'm a savage.
Classy, boozy. That too. There was another one. There were just so many TikTok dances. But yeah, so here we are. And
it's so weird.
We survived.
I know. From the last time we recorded, like, have you had any like major breakthroughs with mental health? Any anxieties?
No, so my I like forgot to take my medication a couple.
Mm-hmm.
This is a ongoing discussion in our lives, I feel, because you really feel it. But no, like, I'm just like at such a good place where I know what I need
mm-hmm.
mentally.
Yeah.
When you're having these like anxiety filled times, like breathe, like get your mind off it, mm-hmm. like just do what will bring you peace in that moment. Take your medication. But I found over the last 2 weeks, I don't know if it's because of like what we've been talking about on the podcast, because
mm-hmm.
like it kind of translates into our personal lives, that I've been like so confident in us just being like not scared to say fuck you to somebody if they're fucking us over.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I just feel... Yeah, it's so like, I just feel very empowered recently for telling people how I feel and not feeling bad. Sometimes I do still feel bad.
Because you're a human.
Because I am human, and it's just...
And people still do have feelings. Like, you have to like acknowledge that like this is that person's experience, but it doesn't mean that what they're feeling is right. It doesn't mean what you're feeling is right or wrong. You know what I mean?
I
know.
I just feel like I am... Every day I just feel like I'm getting more confident and like speaking how I'm feeling. And if someone says something that I don't agree with, I like hope that I can say like that's wrong and maybe educate them on why that's wrong.
Don't be surprised when somebody meets you at your level of disrespect.
Oh my God. Okay. I actually really wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
I wrote it on my I have a little Google Doc of just things that I wanted to talk
surprised.
About. It's so crazy. So I sent Kristen this TikTok. I wish I knew the name of the woman whose TikTok it was. Maybe we can share it on the podcast.
It would be in your, like, because you sent it to me.
Yeah.
But I was like, whoa, this is literally us.
So she was talking about she's planning a wedding. And, of course, people are like, oh, my God, I would never spend that much money on a wedding. And she's like, then don't. And people were like, oh my God, I can't imagine you're paying that much for a condo. And it's like, yeah.
It shows.
Yeah, it shows. And it just like all these things. And it just goes back to people being like, oh my God, I would never get lip filler. And it's like, then don't.
Exactly. Don't get Botox. Like, okay.
Isn't it weird? Like, I just can't imagine, like, say if you were getting, I don't know, if you were spending $200 a month on getting facials. And I would be like, oh my God, I could never imagine spending that money on facials. It's like,
yeah, it's like you don't have to, because like I want it. I don't care if you want it or not.
Yeah. If you live in an expensive building and love it, and someone is like, oh my God, I would never do that. It's like, I know you wouldn't. It's fine.
But something interesting is this woman who was saying that, she said like she grew up like dirt poor, like couldn't afford these luxuries. So I wonder if it's because the people around her are also like of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I find just being from here, Nova Scotia, that people are like so weird like that. Like, you're going on another trip? I get that all the time. Me and I'm too. Like, yeah. And sometimes I feel the need to justify it. Like, well, Gene and I don't go away for like literally like 4 to 5 months out of the year in the summer where everyone's going away and we can't. And I feel always feel the need to explain that. And I'm just like, fuck off.
No,
like,
I always, that's funny that you say that, because literally when people are like, I tell them maybe, oh, I'm going to Austin. And it's like, oh my God, you're going on another trip. I always have to say like, oh, well, you know, we have to get one more trip in before wedding season and we don't have a life. And like, I'm constantly explaining things. But also I find not everyone means it in a bad way. Like some people could be like, oh my God, you're going on another trip. As in like, oh my God, like love that for you. Or they're...
But it's mostly shade.
But you can always tell what the person's intentions are. Anyway, so this woman in the TikTok just said, like, don't be surprised when people meet you at your level of disrespect. Because if you're disrespecting that person, be like, oh my God, I could never imagine, like, in putting my money towards this. It's like, yeah, I know. Yeah. I know you wouldn't do that. So don't be surprised if you're being disrespectful. If someone, like she said, meets you at that level of disrespect.
And people are surprised. People are usually, like, shook. When you meet them at their level of disrespect.
It's like they say something shady and you match it with the shade and then they're like taken aback and it's like, what? And yeah. I just hope that I'm learning to speak how I feel. But it's just so hard when you're in the moment. I feel like I don't articulate my feelings that well and I'm not able to like...
You're a process, like you need time to process and think. Yeah. I'm like that too.
And write it in my notes app, which is so fucking annoying. But it's just, I really hope to one day be that person. If someone says something to me, I can just like say how I'm feeling in an articulate way. But sometimes I just freeze.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are like that. So hopefully I grow and learn to really speak how I'm feeling.
You will. Because you're like confident.
Yeah.
You're a confident being.
It's just hard sometimes because then people will say something to you and it's like you question. You're like, wait, am I wrong? But I just want you to know, like, if you're feeling that way, you're right. You're right in your feelings. You're justified.
Totally. And people can't – more than likely, the people you're talking to just can't handle, like, being talked back to you.
I know. And you don't have to do it in a disrespectful way. Just, like, educate people on different things.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just get so enraged that I'm like – in my head, I'm like, I cannot believe you think that way, mm-hmm. that I'm just like silenced in my shock factor.
I know. It is what it is. We're going to encounter people like that for the rest of our lives. So anyway, I just wanted to say, how's pageants going?
Oh my God. Well, thank you for asking. I was actually kind of just thinking about this because I was thinking about how like females are like, again, we're all being like talked down to sometimes. I'm like, the stereotype of pageant gals is so ridiculous, but because obviously you just think like they're just like you just have to be pretty when it's so not like that nowadays. Like pageants, like the girls that I meet through pageantry are literally some of the most intelligent, driven women that I have ever met, and like they're all about uplifting other women, mm-hmm. and it's just so amazing. Like there's like lawyers, doctors, business owners, like there's just so many badass women in pageantry and it literally gets me so fired up. So
yeah,
I am actually going to be competing in Canada United World, which I'm so excited about. So that's going to be happening in the end of June. And so that like pageant system, it's all about their like motto is United We Stand.
Yeah.
So it's just all about like bringing other women up. And love. The pageant director, I just met her like via like Zoom essentially.
Yeah.
The beginning of the month, and she is just so inspiring, and she's all about getting involved in your community and educating yourself on like the politics that are going around in your city, which is something that I really need to work on. But it's just all about just like educating yourself on different things, and that's why she just like so inspired me. So we're actually, Kristen and I are actually helping out with Dress for Success, which I'm sure you guys know what that is. It's a not-for-profit organization that helps women re-entering the workforce or just entering the workforce for the first time. It helps them have like business clothes and all that stuff, but it also helps put together resumes, does like business counseling, mentoring, all of that fabulous things.
Career counseling.
Yeah, yeah, which is just so amazing because obviously we're really passionate about women in business, if you haven't realized that.
We're authentically passionate about it.
Very passionate. So we're actually... So I don't know if you guys have heard about this place called the Social Boutique. It's a boutique that's in the Sunnyside Mall and it's completely volunteer run and it's like a high-end pre-loved clothing store and it is so cool. We went into it the other day. We're actually going to do a whole video for them just so they can like promote it because I've never heard of it before this.
No.
And I just think it's so amazing. So literally it's this like pre-loved clothing store. You go in. They literally had like Prada shoes. They had a Fendi bag. Like I highly recommend checking this place out if you're in like the Bedford area. And even if you're not,
HRM.
make the trip over because it is so worth it.
Yeah.
All the money of the, like the clothing on the clothing that you spent goes directly to Dress for Success, which I just think is the coolest thing.
And people I find think like Dress for Success is like just like giving women clothing to enter the workforce.
It's or so much go more to an than
interview
that.
And we had been talking about what is Brenda's position, like the chair,
yes,
the head of Dress for Success in Halifax. We had been talking to her and she said that's only like a small portion of what they do. But of course, the name kind of correlates with that.
It's so, like a blessing and a curse, yeah, you know?
So Jane and I also have been – this is why we are – we've been really passionate lately about women in business. And I think these conversations we've been having about like our struggles as women in business, dealing with men in business and dealing with like toxic – men energy all around us in our everyday life lately has really prompted us as well to start working for like women in business and being passionate about that. And that's why we had done a call out for female owned businesses for the podcast and we've been giving free ad space. But yeah.
And that's also why we like want you guys to write us like your small business questions. Like we want to be able to like create this amazing community of not only female business owners, but just like women in general of just like we just want to really like create this amazing community where mm-hmm. we can all lift each other up and empower one another.
Not just like wedding industry, like anybody. No. Like if you want to go to an interview at, I don't know, the library.
Yeah.
Your librarian position.
Yeah. So
like reach out. Happy to help. If you need a headshot, we can help you with that.
Resume advice.
Yeah.
Interview advice. I actually have a lot of good interview tips because, again, in pageantry, like the whole point – well, I shouldn't say the whole point, but one of the biggest parts in getting a title is you have to sit down in front of a like panel of like –
yeah,
these esteemed judges and they ask you questions and you have to like answer them. And we should actually do a segment on like interview tips maybe yeah. on the next episode.
Maybe the next one for sure.
Yeah. Anyways, but back to pageants. That's like my whole platform now is just
women helping in
women in business and empowering women. And I just get like so fired up about it. It like literally makes my heart so happy. So yeah, just like having this podcast and I just like hope that we can inspire other women. And
totally.
Again, just like, it's all about the community and supporting one another. And it's crazy. This is like kind of off topic, but it's crazy. The tiniest little things that you can do to make a woman's day or a woman's day, like you can pass someone and
see a woman's stay
day.
Oh, day.
Stay. Yeah. Just
like, this is how you make a woman stay.
Yeah. No, we do not want to make women stay anywhere. They don't want to. But like if she's wearing like a cool jacket and you're like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I love your jacket. Like just the tiniest
give
things.
The Nashville vibes.
Yeah. It just makes me so happy thinking about just empowering women in general. It just makes me so happy.
I find this is an ode to you. Like you've been more confident since starting pageants and in turn, like you've worn your confidence off on me.
Aww.
Like I used to never like post photos of myself and now I'm like, I'm just going to post it. I like my outfit that day.
Yes. Yes. That makes or,
like,
me so
I
happy.
Remember when we went to Nashville, you're like, I know this bodysuit looks ridiculous, but I love it and I'm going to wear it. And everyone loved it. If you wear something with confidence,
and
it shows.
Love it, yeah.
I know. Exactly. It's like, stop fucking worrying about other people.
I know.
You know what I mean? But again, as women, we are built to like second guess everything. Second guess. Like, and it's like, I'm done. I'm done with that.
I know. I just think, do what makes you happy, because it's probably going to make other women happy. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had, because like recently, I've ever since starting pageants and just becoming more confident and being Miss Confidence Canada, I've just like been inspired to just like wear what makes me happy. And I've actually gotten so many like women messaging me and be like, oh my God, like, I love your outfits. Like, you need to style me for this, do this. And it just makes me so happy that the outfits that I wear and post make other women happy and maybe inspired totally. To like step out of the box.
And a lot of people are like intimidated by like people who give off confidence. Mm-hmm. Just for people out there, don't be just like, do you, boo.
I know.
Do you.
Yeah. And just, and it just makes me so happy going back like on the Instagram side of things. I just feel like there's these women that just like are constantly hyping other women up. Mm-hmm. That just makes me so happy. Like, I just try more, like if I see a woman like looking so beautiful or like posting something that I know really truly makes her happy, either commenting on it or like messaging her about it. It just like, I don't know, I just feel like we really need to support one another, and it just also makes me so happy.
I find like, so I was telling Jane this, but the other day I was getting my lashes done, and there was a girl beside me getting her lashes done who like dances on live stream. And she was talking about the like money she made that week because there was like some drama surrounding it or something. And my mind went to like, man, you go, girl. Like
100%.
If I looked like that and I could get that money.
But you could. That's the thing.
But do you know what I mean? Disclaimer, she doesn't have to take her clothes off either. So I'm like, go, good for you.
Yeah. And even if she did.
Even if she did, like, get paid. But there, don't be the woman that's like judging.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If you don't think that's right, keep it to yourself.
And you don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it. And she seemed happy and it was safe. And just like, in my mind, I feel like years ago, we would have been like, oh my God.
Like, she's a slut.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We would have been.
I know. Because
it's just the way, like, the nature of this, like, turned out over time. Mm-hmm. And I think where we are in business and like giving understanding and supporting other women, now we're like, yes,
it's so
get paid.
Cringy for me to think that I used to be one of those girls.
I remember, like, sorry, I didn't mean
yeah, you're to, just coming off.
I remember you telling me about somebody you knew who was like on OnlyFans. This was when OnlyFans started, just like kind of started.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh.
And I also had like men in my ear who knew her and was like, oh my God, that's gross. Like,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And now I'm just like, you go, girl. But this is so cringy for me to even think about. But I totally used to be that girl that was like,
me too.
I just now listen to what I'm
listening. Sorry.
I used to be that girl that would only like the majority of my friend group was guys. And I would be like, oh my God, I just like hanging out with guys because they're just like,
so you were that girl.
Yeah. And you just said you were too.
I thought you were going to no, say, I yeah.
Anyways.
Note to self, let Jane finish.
And it's just so freaking cringy that used to be me. And I was actually talking to one of my girlfriends about it the other night because we both, and it's true, like I only, in high school, I only had like two good girlfriends and all the rest were guys. And I just thought that guys were less drama. And now I'm looking at them like, I appreciate my female friends so much. Like, and that is just such, it's funny. I told Nick that that's such a red flag when a girl is like, I just hang out with guys because there's so much less drama.
You're like, that was me.
And we were watching Jersey Shore and Angelina was like, this is one of the early seasons. She went out with like Polly, Vinny and Mike. And she was like, I just get along so much better with guys. And Nick looks at me and goes, that's a red flag. And I was like, yes, Nick. Like,
that is a red flag.
So I just cringe at my
former self.
But you know, it's all a learning experience.
Exactly. As you get older, you get wiser.
I know. And I just showed Kristen this TikTok that I made because it was like a sound. It was like, don't you hate it when girls? And the girl's like, no, I actually love it when girls. And then the girl was like, oh no, you didn't let me finish. And she's like, I wish they would do it more, you know? Like,
yeah.
Women just like do whatever you want. Like, I am here supporting you.
I love it. Well, should we wrap this thing up?
Yes, we shall.
Once again, we had a wonderful episode.
This like feels, it feels great.
It's therapeutic. It's almost
so therapeutic. Like, I just feel so fired up. I just want to go like tell all the women in my life how much they mean to me.
So if you're listening and you've listened to this podcast, feel free to go talk shit.
All right. So
yeah, please send this to anyone that you think I was talking about in this episode.
If you've been enjoying this podcast, please leave us a rating, 5 stars only.
So once again, we want to thank our sponsor of today's episode,
Whole Therapy. And to find out more about their practice or to book a 15-minute free consultation with a clinician, you can visit them at wholetherapy.ca. You can visit them or reach them rather by email info@wholetherapy.ca. Or call them at 902-461-1721. Get your therapy on. We highly encourage.
It's what gorgeous, gorgeous girls do.
Bye.
Bye.